Hi, welcome back to another episode of Rocking 20s. We're now in episode 6. And before we get into our topic, I would just like to say a big thanks to everyone na nag-like, nag-subscribe, nag-follow na ating mga social media pages. And don't forget that you can follow and subscribe on Spotify too. So yeah, just search Rocking 20s or at Rocking20sPH on both Instagram and on Facebook. And before we go on, I would just like to say another massive thank you to everyone who is listening and a shout out to the person who is helping me get this podcast out there. As you know that I have a full-time job and producing a podcast takes energy and time, so I can't do it all alone. And I finally have someone with me who's working with me too in researching topics and getting the social media pages running. So thanks, Lisette, our podcast assistant and researcher, for all the hard work that you do. So guys, know that it's not a one-woman project, but it actually takes two. So ayan, thank you so much, Lisette. And yeah, this podcast is available across all podcast streaming platforms, and you can find all the links to that by going to anchor.fm/rocking20sph. Now let's get down to it. We all welcome 2020 with high hopes of achieving our goals and dreams in our lives. For some, it's the year they're finishing their education. For others, it's the year they're supposed to pursue a career abroad. And while others, it's the year they wanted to start or build a family. But boy, was 2020 full of surprises. We were looking towards experiencing a promotion or seeing our business grow, and now we're here. Businesses and schools are closed. Hundreds and thousands and even millions of people got laid off by their companies. Families grieve the loss of their loved ones due to this virus. And halfway through the year, we just can't wait for this year to be over. Personally, I had very few ambitious plans this year. I've never traveled so much before, so I was planning to explore the world this time. And I was gearing up to run a half marathon by the end of the year. And I was planning to be everywhere but home. But here I am. And I know that those dreams are no longer possible this 2020. And I just want a clean slate. I no longer want to plan anything anymore. But yeah, it's been very discouraging and heartbreaking. But I know that there are more meaningful dreams than mine. Some of you might have been dreaming to send your sibling to that prestigious university this year. Some have been planning to pursue their master's or PhD, while others have quit their jobs last January to finally pursue their dream of becoming a freelance events planner or photographer. And like many people, you may be faced with a question: what now? What happens to my dreams now? What happens to my goal? And along with that is the anxiety caused by the fear of an unknown future. According to a report, the COVID-19 crisis will cost the Philippine economy $2.2 trillion in losses this year as firms shed profits while millions of workers lose their work and income. And according to a mental health survey conducted by Premier Value Providers Incorporated, consisting of 450 employees, showed results that millennials and Gen Z were the most affected, with high levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. Other than our physical health, our mental health is also at stake. Marami din nakakaranas ng anxiety and depression while working from home, because in reality, for some people, their homes are not the best environment for work. It's not really for everyone. But I believe that we are a generation not identified by the struggles that we face. I've been adulting for a few years now, and I've seen how our generation rises in strength, empathy, and creativity every time. This pandemic is not a death sentence to our dreams It's an obstacle and it's quite overwhelming, but it's not the end. With that, I'd like to share how I've seen other people, fellow young adults, keep their dreams alive during this pandemic. And I hope that it inspires you and encourages you to keep yours alive too. First is some have improved their skills and knowledge by learning through online courses. If you are a person who is planning to start pursuing their master's or PhD this year, I know that COVID-19 was such a heartbreaker. There are people who just really enjoy the campus environment and who thrive in learning, studying, and having to be at home is really an adjustment for them. And although online courses may not be as exciting as a campus setup, I believe that there is a wealth of information and knowledge that we can learn through online courses. And I've also heard that there are Ivy League courses available online. So if you have the headspace for this, and if you really love learning, you can keep on learning online, so why not try? This might be the perfect time for you to learn about something you've only been curious about before or was even afraid to try learning in the past. So again, if you have the headspace for this, why not? And then some have revisited their childhood passions and made it their business. Nothing sucks more than losing your job in the middle of a crisis. And I'm amazed at how some people were quick to keep their minds and hands busy by revisiting a childhood passion or even discovering a new one. A friend from Instagram answered our latest poll and said that during this quarantine, she was able to start her own podcast. So a big shout out to A Girl in Her 20s podcast. Make sure to give her podcast a listen. And I've seen so many people across social media begin experimenting in the kitchen. Others discovered that they're gifted when it comes to selling merchandise online, while others discovered that they love streaming games on FB. Every day, I get a new Facebook business page invite from someone who's turning their passion into business. So how about you? Is there something that you loved doing when you were younger but have stopped doing since you became an adult? Maybe you can revisit it, and who knows, it might be the business that you can do during this pandemic. If not a business, maybe just something that you want to share with the world. There are people who are ready to support you if you are willing to try. And lastly, some have taken their time to be still, and that's okay. A friend from Instagram said that she took advantage of the quarantine to care for her mental health, dive into art, and do the things that she loved to do before. Another one said that she started spending time in reading her Bible. For others, coming to terms with the new reality is taking a bit more time, and that's okay. Some of you might have lost your dream job during this pandemic, and all of a sudden, the future doesn't seem as bright and as promising as it used to be. Keeping your dreams alive is not always about being productive. It's also about taking care of yourself. A dream is no good without a happy dreamer. So yes, please take your time and confront all of those feelings. You can write them down and spend time on how you'd like to let them go, how you'd like to accept them and move past them. They say this is the first major crisis that our generation have to experience in our lifetimes. Our parents and the generations before us have experienced dream-shattering events too in their lives. It all just looks different from generation to generation. But you see, life goes on. So, again, what happens to our dreams now? I'd like to think that we are still on the running towards our dream. It's just that we're starting at a different point or taking a bit more time than we thought we would. But the destination is still the same. You know how wherever you are in the world, you can get directions with the help of Google or Waze? It's kind of like that. And every time you take a wrong turn or traffic builds up on a certain street, it recalculates and gives you a new direction, but the destination is still the same. So somehow, some way, we will get there. Also, this whole thing might have shattered your dreams or have caused you heartbreak and grief, but it can also give birth to new hopes, new goals, and a newfound appreciation for life. No, personally, I've been very careful about finding the silver lining in this pandemic because I don't want to invalidate the suffering of others because the problems are real and it sucks. But what I've also seen in this time is the rise of compassion from people, and that whenever there's nowhere to turn to, people show up for each other. And it's such a heartbreaking and beautiful thing. And I'm so glad that we were created with compassion, something that we can see and experience in times like this. And I didn't want to sound too hopeful either, because I know that not everyone can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I've realized that what is life without hope? So if you're one of those who manages to be hopeful in this situation, it's your responsibility, our responsibility, to share that hope. Not by posting quotes or scripture on social media, but by helping others keep their dreams alive. And that could be as simple as liking a Facebook business page, or ordering food from your high school friend, or even watching that live stream. It takes so little to encourage someone that their dreams and goals are still possible despite the struggle. And with that, I'd like to leave you with a quote. Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. Time will pass anyway. That's by Earl Nightingale. And lastly, I know that not everyone shares the same faith as mine, but knowing that there's someone bigger than me that I can run to whenever I'm discouraged and whenever it seems that all hope is lost really changes my whole view of life. And I pray that this season you will find that hope and faith, the kind that will help you keep dreaming and believing. And that's it. I hope that by sharing what I've seen others do and by sharing my personal thoughts, you are inspired and encouraged to keep dreaming and know that anything is still possible. And yeah, don't forget to support each other during this time. That's all for today. You can leave a comment or send me a message to let me know that you're listening. Thank you for your time. Keep rocking in your 20s. Bye.